we were doing linear equations, right? We just started the first couple weeks, and something happened. And what happened, which is probably happened to all schools, is that kids were having a problem with the bathrooms in the school, meaning that you didn't have soap or you didn't have paper towels.
There wasn't even a soap dispenser, in fact.
Soap dispenser.
It wasn't even a dispenser.
Kids were complaining about, man, we don't have paper towels and so forth. So we decided, okay, what will it cost to put in this Dyson Air Blade? Which I didn't know about a Dyson Air Blade, but Jordan, you told us about it.
Yeah, so a Dyson Air Blade creates a stream of air that is used as a squeegee. It's actually very effective, whereas most hand dryers, that's kind of the problem with them, are not effective. You know.
And lo and behold, what kids did, and which was awesome, they decided, okay, let's see what's it going to cost to replace our paper towel with these Dyson Air Blades.
And they really got into it. They did their own research, and they talked to janitors, and some of them maybe did estimates for how many times they went to the bathroom and things like that.
Yes, and used paper towels and stuff like that. And then some of them look at the energy efficiency, the cost of it, and they bought into it right away.
Yes,
and then in that lab is when we first get a hint of students' writing skills.
Yeah.
Right? Because what I do at these labs is that when you write your first paper, usually it's really bad, right? And I take my red pen, put a lot of mark on that paper.
Zorro.
Right? And what we do, the whole idea here is that you take that back to your English teacher and work on it, you know, improve on it, and then you get a better grade, you know. And kids, of course, they're very grade conscious, so.
If they can explain it in a paper in their own words, they've got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Exactly.
That project in particular stood out to me because it drew them in from the very beginning, and it was something that had to do with their school.
Yeah.
It has to do with being eco-friendly.
Yeah.
All of these things, you know, cost analysis. And it was just linear functions. It was the first week
of school,
you know.
I mean, it was a great experience having you in my class, but I have a couple questions I want to see. So what have you learned about K-12 education since you came back to the K-12? Because you were in college for all this time, what are some of your takeaways? I mean, so that's a deep question.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's tough to answer. I'll do my very best. Wow. We're in some dire straits here. As a nation, we're really not putting the value that we need to in the right places. You know, we're really concerned about standardized test scores, and we're not really looking at the long-term health and wealth of our students, all being tied into being critical thinkers and problem solvers. And specifically, we had this persistently low achieving that ran off on choosing one of four models for the school. So do you want to take that one?
Wow, so kind of set the whole stage for what happened. Our school was labeled as PLA, or persistently low achieving, and because of that, we had to choose four models by which we are going to be governed for the next 3 or 4 years. And the district chose what we, as teachers, we consider the worst model, the turnaround model. What that meant is that you get rid of the administration and just hire back up to 50% of the certified staff. And let's be clear on this, up to 50%. It could be zero or it could be 50%. So yesterday I found out that I didn't get my job back. After teaching for 16 years at this school, I was, told to find employment somewhere else.
And it's so strange because they based this decision and they made their case based upon these AIM scores, and they didn't set foot in individual teachers' classrooms. And they didn't pay attention to, hey, this guy Charles is doing great work and he's working with juniors and seniors. They don't even take games, And no one even set foot in your classroom and talked to you and saw the wonderful things that you're doing. You know, look at the AP calculus. You know, those kids are there every Thursday, you know, munching down pizza, working on AP practice problems. No one came and saw those things. It's just this wholesale firing. Even the janitors got fired, you know, and the lunch lady. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You know, that was really hard for me to take individually because I take my teaching, that's what I do, you know, and I spend a lot of energy, a lot of time. I put a lot into what I do, and I really felt devalued. And so as much as I know intellectually that it wasn't about what I do in the classroom, you know, because no one came and saw that, it hurt, you know, as far as like, wow, am I not good enough, you know?
I think today we saw the faces of those students who knew that this was bogus and it was wrong. There was kids crying.
Yeah.
And so I think you could see it on the faces of the students. In fact, all of the AP teachers were let go. That was supposedly one of the goals of the new school, to increase the AP classes.
Yeah. I want
to
give them the benefit of the doubt that they have a plan. It's just their plan doesn't include what I do or how I do what I do. We have to move on, but I really feel bad for the students that are left, especially the students who are going to be seniors next year, because there is a relationship that happens between seniors and their senior teachers. And I don't think anyone thought about that. And I didn't either until a student told me today, say, Mr. Collingwood, they're not thinking about us because we are the seniors. We need letter of recommendations and all that stuff.
And RINCON is a microcosm of what's going on nationwide.
Yes.
You know, they just cut from the Arizona budget education funding. And then on a national level, the very program, the GK-12 program that puts graduate students in classrooms, of which G-Teams and I am a part of, is also being kaput. It's killed as well.
So
now there's no bridge
between
the high school and the academics of the university, which I think there should be.
We have a lot of great universities, and somehow that knowledge never really come down to the K-12, right? And G-Teams, I think, was one of the very few programs that was trying to bridge that gap, which is needed so much.
It's very deflating. Well, it's deflating for me. I cannot imagine how it is for you. I don't think there's a word in the dictionary that describes it. It's a feeling in the gut and in the heart and in the head, I assume.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? Like I always say, you got to keep your eyes on the prize and understand that that did not define me as a teacher, you know?
Definitely not.
I'll continue to work hard and develop projects. And I have to go to the job fair tomorrow. So I have to be ready. I have to get my resume together, which I haven't.
With two other instructors who are not coming back. Good ones, too.
Yeah. So it's just bad all the way around.